بسم الله الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبي مصطفى ما بعد. نعم, we were last thing we discussed on the issue of seeking knowledge as the benefits and fruits of seeking knowledge, and we said that there are a lot of fruits and benefits out of seeking knowledge. However, we had already mentioned five of them. One of them is refining oneself, make it, you know, sit on the right path. That is what the ilm can offer you. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِهِ. And also we said that the ilm, the knowledge, is the light of basira. Basira is the way how to worship, how to call, how to act, how to speak. The light of that is the ilm. Is the ilm. As what Allah Ta'ala said, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Is the one who knows that what been descended to you is the source from your Lord. Is this man similar to the one who is blind? There is no similarity, in fact. Also, we said that ilm will grant you the khashya, which is the and it will bring you tranquility, will make you always sincere with Allah. As what Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِي الْعُلَمَاءِ, as in Surah Fatir, Ayah 28. So this is also from the foods. You want to be upon khashya, fearing Allah. You want to be such kind of person. Why? Simply because Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, Allah will be everything to you. Allah will defend you and your sight and your hearing, everything. And once you ask Allah anything, it will come. So every one of us wants to be so. Wants to be so. Why then don't we work on that? How? Seeking knowledge. Seeking knowledge. The fourth benefit of seeking knowledge, or of knowledge, is that the knowledge is more rewardable than jihad by the meaning of fight. It is jihad, but it is the most rewardable jihad. Why? Because by knowledge you're making jihad against yourself. All sins you'll avoid. By ilm, you're making jihad against the ignorance, the deviance, the devil itself, because they are clearing the way for the people to go through. While these ones, the devil and his assistants, the ignorance and deviance, are throwing the stones, the glass on the way of the people by the sins. These stones and glass are the sins that they are putting the attraction and beauty over it to make people come to it. But you, what you're doing is you're moving them away from the way of the people so they can come and approach the Jannah. They can come and approach the Jannah. So, this is very important. Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 51-52, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ نَذِيرًا. If we wish, if we will, we would have sent a nadir, warner in every nation. فلا تطع الكافرين. So don't obey the kafirin, the disbelievers. وجاهدهم به. جاهدهم به, جاهدهم by what? What is به refers back to? به refers back to the what we have revealed to you, which is the ilm, the knowledge. So وجاهدهم به جهادا كبيرا. Here's jihad. That doesn't mean fighting with women. No, it's fighting with knowledge. The hypocrites who try to, corrupt the knowledge and destroy the Islamic knowledge and Sharia. The deviants, the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, all those, even some of those Muslim deviants who, for example, call people to worship the awliya, or to the bid'ah, to the innovation, or to the way of the khawarij. Okay, all those deviants are trying to block the way, so the people cannot reach the paradise. They are all are bringing darkness to the way of the people, to the paradise. So they get scared. They don't know where to go. They will stay there. What are you doing? Is in one hand, you're carrying the candle. In the other hand, you're carrying the shovel. You're shoveling away all this rubbish and putting the light for the people. By what? By knowledge. So why don't you be so? Knowledge and seeking knowledge is more beloved by Allah than worship. Why? Because worship, the knowledge, seeking knowledge, is not, or seeking knowledge will always, always make you worship Allah upon life. Always. But if you just keep worshiping, having no knowledge, you will worship Allah with what He doesn't like. You will worship Allah with innovations. Like this massive corruption occurred to the Muslim Ummah today. You have many, many, many groups. And all of them are calling themselves Muslims. Qadianis are calling themselves Muslims. And they're taking some evidences of Quran and Sunnah. And the like. Many, many others. The Rafida, the Khawarij themselves. All those are calling themselves Muslims. But you see that many of them are putting worship before knowledge. While Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. فَأَعْلَمْ. Know that there is no doubt. Know some knowledge. So you got to get the knowledge first before you seek forgiveness. Seeking forgiveness is not knowledge, it is the act. So you don't act until you have the knowledge. And the Prophet ﷺ said, فَضْلٌ فِي عِلْمٍ خَيْرٌ مِّن فَضْلٍ فِي عِبَادَةٍ. The extra amount of ilm, which is more than what is obligatory, as good as that, the extra amount of worship which is more than obligatory. So we have obligatory worship, 5 prayers a day. And then you have optional prayers. If you do the 5 times prayer a day, and you have the obligatory knowledge that every Muslim has to have, then what? If you have time, you better spend it in seeking optional knowledge, more than obligatory. Better than spending it in worshipping, or praying, or doing optional prayers. Why? Because by knowledge, you will have more light, and you will have more khashya, more fearing Allah, and so, more piety. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La hasada illa fitnatain." La hasada illa fitnatain. Envy is only about 2 things: wealth and knowledge. These are the permissible envy. But other than that, it's not permissible. And here it means, hasad usually means to wish that Allah removes the blessing that he gave to somebody from him. That is hasad, which is the negative hasad. We have a positive hasad. What is that? Which is in Arabic called ghibba. Ghibba. As in the hadith, اثنتاني مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس. Ghibba or ghabn, both of them. What does that mean? Ghibba and ghabn means that you wish that you have like so and so is having. If he has knowledge, you always wish, oh, I wish that I'm having knowledge same as him. That is okay, that is ghibba. But when you say, oh Allah, I wish you remove ilm from him, that is the negative hasad. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, as we said last time, wasn't told to seek anything and seek Allah to give him more of a thing than it of the ilm. As what in Surah Taha, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. This is the only place where Allah commanded the Prophet ﷺ to ask him to give him more. To give him more. What is it? Zidni ilma. Give me more ilm. Give me more ilm. And then we said that we are inshallah going to talk about the qualities of ulama today. Which was supposed to be yesterday, but we had the women's session yesterday. The ulama are the trustworthy witnesses. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط. Allah witnesses that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, but Him. And the angels, what does the angels mean? They are also deities? No. And the angels witness that. All the angels witness that. And ulul ilm, the people of knowledge. What about them? They also witness that. Now, when Allah Ta'ala mentioned the witnesses from amongst the angels, He said angels, all of them. All of them witness the oneness of Allah. But from mankind and jinn, there is people of knowledge. Wa ulul ilm. So, the ulama are the trustworthy. They are the trustworthy. Trustworthy ones amongst all mankind. And they are the witnesses of the oneness of Allah from amongst the mankind. They are the ones whom Allah Ta'ala is preserving the ilm with. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Ankabut, Ayah 49, بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. But it is, what it is? The ilm. Ayat means evidences and proofs. بَيِّنَات, clear. في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم, in the chest of the people of knowledge. How did it go to the chest of the people of knowledge? It is Allah who sent it there. Otherwise, many people memorize many things, but they are devils. Shaitan himself knows a lot, but it doesn't mean he is from the people of knowledge. He has knowledge, but he is not from the people of knowledge from which we mean here. Okay? People of knowledge, and also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله يبعث على رأس كل مئة عام أن يجدد لهذه الأمة أمر دينها. هو عدد علماء الله تعالى will send every century in the beginning of every century who will bring again what has been hided from this religion. What has been hided from the Ummah, from this religion. Who are they? Perhaps the ulama. No one else. And Allah Ta'ala said, الواسيد is in the hadith, يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عدوله. This علم will be carried generation after generation, but who will carry them? Who will carry this علم? Are the عدول, the ثقات, the trustworthy. Also these people of knowledge, whether they are ulama or they also are studying the ilm with the clear intention and sincerely for Allah. Allah Ta'ala will raise them more level than what they should be on, even in the Akhirah. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mujadil, Ayah 11, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ, Allah Ta'ala will elevate the people who are having iman. Iman cannot be found without ilm. There must be ilm, so you have iman. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ, okay. Now, يرفع الذين آمنوا, he will elevate the people who believe. We said belief can only come due to علم. So why Allah repeated والذين أوتوا العلم? Here means they had more knowledge than the normal believers. The normal believers get the knowledge of what made them to believe, and that's it. Like ordinary Muslims. But the people of knowledge are having more higher ranks. والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah will give them levels and steps, ranks above what they're supposed to be if they did not have the علم. Above what they're supposed to be if they did not have the علم. The علماء and طلاب العلم are the inheritors of the prophets, as in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi on the authority of Qais ibn Kathir, where at the end of it the Prophet ﷺ says, وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَحَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, and the ulama, and really the ulama are the inheritors of the prophets. And we know that the inheritors are always the closest relatives to the dead person, to the disease. Now if you die, who will inherit you? Your father, your brother, your uncle, your cousin. These are the closest ones to you. Right? So that means, the more you seek knowledge, the closer you get to the Prophet ﷺ. Closer you get to the Prophet ﷺ. The ulama are the ones whom Allah Ta'ala commanded the whole Ummah to refer their matters back to. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, as in Surah Al-Nahl, Ayah 43. And ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. So you cannot give fatwa from your mind. You cannot give yourself fatwa or ijtihad or give somebody fatwa. No. You should go back to the people of knowledge. Allah did not say, go to the rulers, go to the painters, go to the mechanics, go to the scientists. No. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ, the people of knowledge. You only go back to the people of knowledge, not to the rich ones of you, not to the strongest one of you in body, as to the people of knowledge. The ulama are the mercy of Allah for the whole universe. How? The Prophet ﷺ said that in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi on the authority of Abu Huraira, and the hadith is Hassan. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-dunya," means this world, "mal'una," is cursed. "Mal'una ma fiha," everything in it is cursed. "Illa dhikrallah." "Illa dhikrallah." Except the dhikrallah here means the remembrance of Allah. Although dhikr not necessarily always means remembrance. Because sometimes it means knowledge. Fas'alu ala dhikri, it doesn't mean you go to the people who just say, "Allahu, Allahu." No. That means you go back to the people who have knowledge. Here dhikr means knowledge. إِلَّا ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ وَمَا وَالَاهِ, and what is in the way of it, of the knowledge of يعني of the knowledge about Allah. If you are seeking the, يعني if you are studying Arabic language, why? To enable yourself learning Islamic knowledge. This time you are rewarded for, although you are studying all their language, but because you are studying it with the intention to learn your religion, then you are rewarded. While someone else is studying it to work in an Arab land, he's not going to be rewarded. Why? Because the intention wasn't there. But for you to study the Arabic language, that means for the intention that you are going to learn your religion, then you are going to be rewarded. وَعَالِمٌ أَوْ مُتَعَلِّمٌ, everything is cursed except the ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ, or عَالِم or مُتَعَلِّم. عَالِم or مُتَعَلِّم means the one who seeks, the عَالِم who is the one having knowledge, or مُتَعَلِّم the one who is studying the knowledge. And another hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the عَالِم and مُتَعَلِّم are shared in the reward. Are shared in the reward. In the hadith reported by Al-Hakim in Al-Mustadrak, Volume 1, Hadith number 91, which Al-Dahabi said it is sahih and on the condition of Bukhari, on the authority of Abu Umama, Al-Bahili, Sadi ibn Ajlan, marfu'an means elevated to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Man ghada ila al-masjidi لا يريد إلا ليتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه كان له أجر معتمر تام تام عمرته ومن راح إلى المسجد لا يريد إلا ليتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه فله أجر حج تام حجه." Whoever goes to the masjid willing to do nothing but to either teach good, which is the knowledge of Islam, or to learn, or to attend in the circle where ilm is taught, then he will be given a reward of a person who does Umrah perfectly. And then he said, and this is something extra, not only the one who, and the reward of one who does Umrah perfectly, no, and who goes to the masjid willing to do nothing but to either teach good or learn it, then he will be given a reward of the one who does perfect Hajj. What is better than that? You want to go for Umrah, see how many £1,000 you need. You want to go Hajj, you need more £1,000. You just come to the mosque, seek the knowledge, you're getting that reward. Alhamdulillah. Very great. And that will make us think, why? Why? It is because whoever seeks the knowledge will carry a candle to light, to give light to the people. You're killing the darkness when you are seeking the knowledge. Also, people of knowledge are the ones whom their reward is not going to end up by their death. As in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim in the Sirah of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet said, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يَنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. When the child of Adam dies, his deed will be cut off, no more reward extending, except for three. What are they? Sadaqa jariya, a continuous sadaqa, like building up a mosque, putting Quran in the mosque, or you give it to somebody who reads in it, or building up a house for the poor, or digging a well, something like that, that continuously remains. And that is difficult for you, brother and sister. That is really difficult. Not every one of us finds the ability to build up a mosque or even to share. That's difficult. So Allah is giving you that by other way, other means. أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, or knowledge. You seek and teach. And this is something you can do. You can do. But it needs some, it needs some action from you. It needs serious people. People who can sacrifice for it. It's not only you enjoy going, come to the masjid and talk to these people and those. And what comes from this ear goes from the other ear. Now that's not the way. Not the way. You are not talib al-ilm. Even if those people witness that, oh, you've been all circles, you're not talib al-ilm. Talib al-ilm, from these benefits, reward, are thought to be given to him, is the one who seriously sits in the circle, writes down, goes back, memorizes, review, search, and the like. So one day, he can just give the talk like that, and the evidence is there. And also you need to ask what you learn. And the third is a pious child, whether boy or girl, that can supplicate for you. But this you cannot guarantee to. You cannot guarantee, especially in this land. You cannot guarantee that your child will be as pious as you want. Neither in this land nor in other land, but in this land is worse, in the land of the non-Muslim country. So what are you going to do if your children all been deviants? What are you going to do? You die having nothing extended? So seek the knowledge. And by seeking knowledge, by making yourself good and pious, you're benefiting your children. You remember in Surah Al-Kahf, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Those two kids, those two boys, are the treasures in the under the wall, and the wall was about to collapse, so people might see it. So Al-Khadr came and built up the wall again to keep it hidden until they grew up. Why Allah gave it that to them? Al-Khadr told Musa, "Kana abuhuma salihan, fa'arada rabbuka." See? Their father was pious. So you ought to be pious, so your children would be preserved. Okay? This is one of the fruits of studying the knowledge. The eighth benefit that we counted here is that the series of knowledge and the people who seek knowledge are the ones whom the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to deal with them in a good way. He ﷺ said in the hadith reported by Ibn Majah and the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and the hadith is Hassan, the Prophet ﷺ said, سَيَأْتِيكُمْ أَقْوَامٌ يَطْلُبُونَ الْعِلْمِ. There will be people coming to you who are approaching you to seek knowledge. They come for seeking knowledge. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُمْ So if you see them, فَقُولُوا لَهُمْ Say to them, مَرْحَبًا بِوَصِيَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ Welcome to the well or the recommendation of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he commanded us to say good and do good to you. وَأَقْلُوهُمْ Meaning, teach them the ilm. Give them the ilm. The ninth benefit and the last of what we have just in a very fast time collected them. The ninth is that they are أهل نظارة الوجه, that they are the people of beautiful faces in the day of resurrection. The beautiful faces. The Prophet ﷺ as in the hadith of Ibn Majah, hadith reported by Ibn Majah, the Prophet ﷺ said, نَبَّرَ اللَّهُ امْرِئًا سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي فَبَلَّغَهَا May Allah sends the face of the one who hears my speech and delivers. May Allah turns his face to be a very fresh and beautiful face. فَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فَقْهٍ غَيْرِ فَقِهٍ As there will be somebody who carries the fiqh, but he is not faqih. He has no material of fiqh, but he carries it. Carries the knowledge and travel here and there and pass the knowledge. There might be a faqih who hears this knowledge and act upon it. وَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فَقْهٍ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَصْحَرُ مِنْهِ He might be faqih, but he might not, yani very excellent faqih, so he will deliver it to somebody who is more faqih than him, who has more understanding, deeper understanding than him. So he will benefit the people more. So these are the benefits of seeking ilm, and these are the ulama. These are their levels and ranks. This is the reward Allah Ta'ala prepared for them and more. Allah Ta'ala said, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ By the time verily mankind is in loss, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Except for those who believe. The ulama said the meaning here of آمَنَ and everywhere means that they had the knowledge. Because you cannot believe in something you don't know. Otherwise, it's foolishness. Can't believe something you don't know. So you got to know it to believe in it. If you don't know it, you may say, oh, I don't say it's false, but at the same time, I don't say it's true. For example, I myself, regarding reaching the moon, I don't say that it is false, but I don't say that's true. Because I didn't see it with my eye. I didn't find it in the Quran or in the Sunnah. So, to me, it is possible and it is not possible. And it could be true, could be false. But for me, the Jannah is 100% sure. Did I see the Jannah? No. But I saw the evidences of Allah, which made me to believe all what He said. So, and Allah is the one who told me about Jannah. So I have to believe. So I got the knowledge. That's why I believe. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Except those who believe, meaning had the knowledge. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And they did the good deeds. What are these good deeds? Is what you learn. And that's why I prepared the program I taught last year in Bahamas. And inshallah I'm going to publish it soon. And it is called Lakal. Learn, act and call. Because if you just learn, you don't act, what is the fruit? It's going to be an evidence against you. If you do learn, ask, but you don't teach, you don't call, then you are just you are acting selfishness. You just by yourself, which is not good. You have to go out and give the, and that's why I'm here today for a month in UK, away from my country, away from my family and children. Why? Because this is obligatory. I want everyone who has the knowledge to spread it. But it is not in the tabligh way. You just go, just go, just go. No, you have to seek the knowledge. And that's why I don't stay here 12 months or 10 months. No, I stay there 11 months, seek the knowledge. And then 1 month, I come out to teach. So you have to ask about what you do, and then what tawasul bil haq, and then you teach people. The haq, the truth that you learn, the truth that you act upon. What tawasul bil sabr, and then everyone needs to advise the others to be patient. Seeking knowledge is something very, very big, and you need to be patient. It is very difficult. It is not simple. It is very difficult. But you see people today doing difficult things. They climb high mountains. Why? Because they have target. They want to reach it. See, why you stop if you... It is too difficult. One told me, you are saying difficult, difficult, so we find, you know, that we cannot take it, so we will stay away. I said, no, I'm telling you the truth. Because I don't want you to climb up the mountain and then look down and say, oh, I'm dying. And then you fall from there, now I'm dying. I want to bring you the reality of knowledge. But I gave you, before that, I gave you the fruit. I told you, this is the fruit. Those who go and buy the honey from the supermarket do not know how difficult it is to get honey. Maybe they think that you just open the faucet, honey comes. No, it's not like that. People who sell honey, they know how many times they were beaten by the bees. And it is very, very severe. Those who take medicine from the pharmacy, they think it is very simple. It's a much of a nice bottle and, you know, colored and... Okay, it's not like that. Those who prepared it have chased snakes to get the poison and change it to a medicine. They were in forests and jungles and many places to get the material of medicine. And maybe they have stepped on thorn, or maybe attacked by a lion or whatever it is, to give you this thing that you are, the product you're seeing, mashallah, very nice and beautiful. There is a food, and never the food be very easy. You need to work for it. You need the fox knows how grapes are sweet and delicious. And that's why always look at them, but you cannot reach them. Once you reach, you will eat them all. But he knows how valuable they are. So you need to know so. Knowledge and seeking knowledge is very, very fruitful, very valuable. So you need to understand that and get ready for struggling. You're struggling. First enemy, Shaitan. Why? You're coming to the mosque, he reminds you. See this place where you sit to that girl? Here where you drank that cup? Remember the hash and marijuana here? You know, it starts to bring you the film of the past. Huh? If you are traveling abroad to seek knowledge, every day comes Allah. See this time? When the sun sets, at this time you used to sit by the Thames River, watching. Remember, here in Medina, no river. See, he came to the... He makes you feel sorry, and that's why many brothers, in the middle of their study, they just finished it and came back. They just stopped and came back. And they say, oh, we have family problems, we have excuses. I don't believe that all of them is like that. Maybe 1%. But 99%, that is the shaitan. He wants them to stop. Why? Because he realized that they are started becoming the light, the candle. They are going to burn his darkness. And when they come back, shaitan doesn't leave them. He's not quite happy that they stopped only studying in the jamia or with the shiuch. Now he comes to them and says, he makes them now, as they say, a counter bomb. You know? Now he comes and says, oh, you studied, you met Sheikh so and so, Sheikh so and so. Why don't you give classes now? And he gives classes at the beginning, shaitan whispers to him, just teach them what you taught in the shu'bah. Hada, hadihi, bab, nafida, that's it. But do you think he will stop in there? No. Very recently, he will come and say, okay, I want to teach Usul Thalatha. Well, okay, he might have read the translation of Usul Thalatha and the translation of Seven Nations, Shaykh Uthaymeen, and he collected some information and said, blah, 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 blah. Then he comes to, I will teach Kitab Tawheed. Again, it's translated and done. Then he comes, okay, I will teach Usul Sunnah for Imam Ahmad. Then he comes, I will teach Sunnah for Barbahari. Then he comes and says, okay, I'm the Alim. As one of them said here in the West, you don't need to have any fatwa from the ulama in Saudi. I'm enough for you guys. He had only 2 years in the Arabic Institute of the Jamia. He never even saw the college. He thinks now he is something big. And he started accusing people, do you know Arabic? Do you know Arabic? When I listened to his Arabic, I laughed. I said, Subhanallah. Does this man know Arabic? He doesn't know Arabic. He really doesn't know Arabic. So we need to realize the fruits of ilm. But we at the same time need to realize the difficulties on the way of ilm. So be prepared, be patient. May Allah reward you all, and may Allah grant you all knowledge and preserve you all and make you all students of knowledge who are inshallah sincerely seeking it and acting upon it and spread it to the people. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If you are somebody who cannot stay without marriage, if you do, you may fall into the zina. Get married. But I don't see any contradiction here. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was married before he received the revelation. And it did not contradict. Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sheikh knowledge, he was having children. Umar, Uthman, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, this. All the students of knowledge, I think the knowledge, many years after I get married. I'm a grandfather now. Sheikh Muqbil, Sheikh knowledge very late. Fudayl ibn Iyad, you all hear about this, Fudayl ibn Iyad. He said knowledge when he was over 30. Over. It's not yani, the way you think. Ibn Abdul Barr, Sheikh knowledge very late. Ibn Hazm, Sheikh knowledge very late. It's not the way shaitan makes, you know. No, first, what's the contradiction between secret knowledge? Okay, now, you are here. Khalid al-Anbari 2 days ago was here. I'm here. So what does that cause as a problem or as a contradiction with marriage? Nothing. You're married, you come here for 1 hour. And then you go back to your lovely wife. It doesn't have a problem. There's no, you know, you have internet. Every one of you, everyone in this land is having internet. It's very cheap. And mashallah, you go www.blahblahblah.com, blahblahblah.net, blahblah. Go to where the end is taught and seek the knowledge. Seek the knowledge. It's not that difficult. Today, ilm is not difficult. But it needs sincerity. And it needs one to be certain. I'm not seeking knowledge just to be seen, oh, Sheikh of Europe. No. You will not get it. Although you memorize all these books in the library, yet the ilm, you will not get it. Because as we said before the ayah, the ilm is something that Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart. It's not in the memory only, it's in the heart. Because the memory will only save the knowledge. And then when you need the ilm, it will send it to the heart. The heart will understand it. Then it gives you the fruit. So you need to be sincere. Wallahu a'lam. Seeking knowledge to teach your family? Well, from the first ayah they revealed it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and warn your closest people, meaning your wife, your parents, your children, etc., etc. And Allah Ta'ala said, فَلَوْ لَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةً طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنْذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْحَمُونَ. Allah is telling us that some of them should go and seek knowledge, and when they come back, they teach their people. First one you need to teach is your wife, your child, your parents, your uncles, your cousins, your nephews, your niece, your grandfather, grandmothers, your relatives, your neighbors. That's how it goes. You don't jump. One woman is very ignorant and arrogant, and he jumps to teach his neighbor. I can start in your house first. Start in your house first. Wallahu a'lam. And it is very, very reward. Reward. No.
When you go
if you leave your family and safe, yeah, and after the agreement, if you mean family, wife,
family, wife, your parents,
okay,
your wife, parents,
if it is ilm, which is more than the wajib upon you, then you need to have permission of the parents, and you have to have permission of your wife, because you cannot just leave her and go. And if your wife agrees, then you need to put her in place where she is protected and safe, and everything of her is given to her. Okay? You cannot just the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كفى بالمرء إثما أن يضيع من يعول أو من يمول. It's a sufficient sin for one to have his own family, whom he is responsible for, lost. This is very great sin. والله أعلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.